Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone CEO with Lead Web App, Mr. Adam Araujo. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Well, Adam, before we get too far into things and discuss maybe some more current events, tell us about Lead Web App. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so essentially what we do is we eliminate the response time of online leads that come in by streamlining it to any device. And actually, phase two, which is coming 11 weeks after April 1st, phase two is actually going to deal with an AI that handles that lead that comes in for you and sets the appointment. And we're also adding in a piece to eliminate access issues with hospitals. So kind of combining new patients and current patients and eliminating those access issues as well. So it's kind of like a three-pronged approach. Long story short, that's what we do.
You primarily focus on healthcare?
Yeah, so a lot of our clients are mainly going to be dentists, chiropractors, hospitals, that sort of thing. On the other end, if you took away the access issues part, a lot of home service companies like solar companies, roofing companies, that sort of thing is normally what we work with as well, along with the medical side.
And then these are a lot of times people who maybe find out about a company through a website or Facebook or something like that?
Mainly through Facebook, yeah.
And then when they work with you, it gets funneled from their Facebook page to their cell phone?
Their cell phone, their iPad, their laptop, you name it. Vaguely, that's kind of how it works.
But this is a situation where people don't appreciate how important speed is when they get a lead.
Oh, 100%. And it's funny you mentioned that because I've been doing advertising for, you know, a while now. And the big thing that comes in is response time that a lot of these companies, for example, if you go to a restaurant and, you know, that restaurant takes your order, which would be the equivalent of you putting in your information, and they don't get back to you for, you know, 42 hours. I mean, you leave after the first hour. So it just kind of blows my mind that, like, companies don't really treat, online prospects the same way as they would as someone coming into the store. And so that's kind of what we do with the software.
Now, is there any data to back that up? That sounds true, but like, is it something that if you wait a day, then you're going to get, you know, X, when you go back to them, then the sale might be too cold at that point. But if you did it in 5 minutes, maybe it'll be a much higher close rate.
Oh, for sure. So that's exactly what we've found. Is that when you reach out to a lead in less than 5 minutes, I believe it's like either a 300 or 400% greater chance to close the business than you wait after 5 minutes. And the difference between waiting 5 minutes and 10 minutes is an 80% drop. I mean, it's that drastic.
So if you're not responding within minutes, it's kind of, you're wasting your money on any kind of advertising then.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the crazy part too, is because, you know, I'd have some clients that would be, you know, saying, hey, you know, the leads that you're giving me, we're getting a lot of leads, but, you know, a lot of them aren't answering. And I'm like, well, you know, let's see what I can do. So, you know, I'm not a Tony Robbins by any means, but, you know, the difference between me and maybe someone who was setting that appointment is I make sure I reach out in less than 5 minutes. And we've had an 80%, lead to appointment rate. So it's a pretty drastic change. And we actually just got a $4 million pre-money valuation on our company, which is pretty exciting as well. And that was before we even, you know, did phase two. So we're just really excited about the whole thing.
when you go and run a Facebook ad and you do a lead ad, what ends up happening is if you want to get that lead out of Facebook, you have to download a CSV file every single time a lead comes in, and you have to keep continuously checking back, and it's pretty labor intensive, honestly, especially when you're in the middle of doing business and, you know, meetings and everything under the sun as far as that goes. But when the lead comes in, it gets streamlined directly to any device that you have. It pops up a push notification and says, hey, you have a new lead. You click on that and it allows you to call, email, or text that lead as soon as it comes in. So for example, if you call them and they don't answer, you leave a message, you click text, you text it from there, you click email, you email it from there, and that all happens in, you know, less than 5 minutes. So literally you've reached out to them in less than 5 minutes initially, but you've also hit the other basis as well, which is the email and the text messaging portion of it. And so that's how that whole thing works.
Are you finding your clients now in this kind of the crisis that we're in with the coronavirus, are you finding them kind of hibernating and waiting for the crisis to be over? Or are you recommending that they keep marketing and keep going boldly forward?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I mean, the solar has been a really big thing for us. And just to kind of give you perspective, we launch on April 1st, which is kind of a, you know, I guess everyone keeps telling me that they think I'm joking because it's, you know, April Fool's Day, but it just happened to land on that day. And we have over 200 people in the solar industry that are already signed up and ready to go on April 1. So, and that was just within, you know, the last few months of me putting together the list. And then, you know, obviously it really amped up, you know, here in the last couple of weeks, because everyone's doing appointments over either a Zoom call or something along the lines of that. And that's how they're getting business now. They're closing deals virtually. They're adapting, which is, you know, kind of what I wanted to talk about. It's just so exciting. It's not exciting what's happening. What's exciting is that it wasn't just small businesses that were hit. It was a lot of the large businesses too. So, you know, there's always going to be someone out there who's bigger than the next person. And the cool part about the situation that we're in now is everyone got hit. I mean, literally a reset button is there. And, you know, I can just think about it, you know, going back to where everyone had a couple stakes and they just got on their horse and started riding, and wherever they put their stakes at, that's where their land was. I mean, that's the essential, that's how I'm viewing it right now. It's like there's such a huge land grab right now, and there's not enough companies that are capitalizing on that and stealing market share away from these really large companies because they're hit so hard. So now's just a chance to really do some cheap advertising to get clients. And that's why I'm so excited right now.
So now, what are some of the tactics you recommend under the circumstances of today?
Yeah. So for example, if you have an email list, which I hope everyone does, or, you know, a lot, most businesses do. For example, I used to work with a lot of cell phone repair shops, and you know, let's say an iPhone 6 front screen repair costs, I don't know, $20, and they're charging $80 to fix an iPhone 6. Well, I told the guy, I was like, dude, charge $40, sell a coupon that you're, you know, during the coronavirus, and just start stealing market share. Because at that point, you know, people are paying you $20 to become a customer, and you're stealing market share. So just double down on your marketing, especially online, and you know, start selling coupons of the different repairs and start getting that cash flow coming in. So that way you do have cash flow while you're shut down, and you're starting to build up your market base too and build your brand out. So, because at the end of the day, if you look at it like a stock market, if you look at customers like the stock market, no one's really selling right now. Everyone's buying in the real estate market or in the stock market because prices are so low, and then they'll sell when it gets high. And that's kind of the way I look at it from a customer standpoint and a market share standpoint, is just going out there and getting as much as you can while you still can. right? While people are still on the defensive, you got to be on the offensive.
Now, what about the clients that feel like, you know, this is too scary, there's too much bad news, you know, they're almost paralyzed in fear?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was actually watching a podcast the other day, and it was about this guy who's in the Army. And he said, you know, I've been in X amount of firefights and whatnot. And he goes, when you're under fire, there's two things that'll happen. Either you'll freeze and paralyze and they'll surround you and they'll come get you, or two, you fight your way out of it. And the ones that don't are just going to, you know, sit there. Right. And the ones that do are going to be, you know, the victors of that particular scenario. So, you know, I look at it as, you know, there's a light to the end of this tunnel, and the faster that you run out of that tunnel towards the light, the better off you're going to end up being. Because, you know, you're right. There is a lot of bad news. Unemployment's at an all-time high, right? As far as I believe they said there was like 3 million that filed for unemployment, which is crazy. So, I mean, it's definitely going to take some time to rebound back, but I really think this is a time for expansion versus. And it doesn't necessarily mean you got to put a ton of money down in it either. I mean, there's a bunch of guerrilla marketing tactics that you can do to get market share, but you just got to do something, right? You're not looking for perfect action. You're looking for just action in general. And I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up at.
Well, what do you tell the people that haven't really aren't that great at, like, say, Facebook ads? What are some easy ways a person can kind of dip their toe into Facebook ads?
Yeah, have them reach out to me. I mean, I'm more than happy to help. I mean, I've reached out to all those solar companies that I mentioned to you, and yeah, I've offered to help and do as many trainings on Facebook ads, real estate as well, as possible, because at the end of the day, that's what I'm doing, right? You know, I may not see the monetary value of it up front, but it's just really expanding my brand on the entire situation that's happening right now, and just helping out those people who need it the most, right? Especially those 1099 people, those business owners, and you know, they got a lot of responsibility to uphold. You know, they got people that maybe they laid off and they want to bring back. So maybe I can help them with that. So as far as if you're not that savvy. There's plenty of free material on YouTube. There's plenty of free material on Google. Just get real specific and develop a game plan, develop a strategy. If you're a business owner and you took a hit, and you're a small business owner and you took a hit, you got there at one point. Now you just got to follow the blueprint that you did before and just restart and just double down on it. That would be my recommendation.
Now, if somebody has a business in a local community, like that cell phone repair person, and they get most of their business from, the neighborhood or a few mile radius around their store, how much money do they have to spend on Facebook ads in order to get some meaningful response rate? Is this something that costs them $1,000 a month, or is this they can do it for $100? Like, what kind of budget do you recommend to kind of get started?
I mean, you could really see results for $100 a week, so $400 a month. I mean, you could really see some results from that, but you really don't even have to do that. You can go to MailChimp. MailChimp, they do a free account for 2,000 contacts. And if you have even if you have 7,000 customers, you put 2,000 of them in there and you say, hey, if you give me 5 referrals of people who you think may have a broken phone, I'll give you 25% off. Any service or any item in my store, when it opens back up again, then you take, let's say 10% of those 2,000, do it. And you start reaching out to those 10% and you offer them those coupons, and maybe 10% do that. Well, there's your revenue right there. And then you ask them for referrals, and it's just a never ending thing. And you just got to get back to, do the work. You got to do the work. And honestly, you doing the work is probably going to put you, your mindset a little bit differently, make you feel better, and maybe not forget about what's happening, but, you know, just keep you occupied during the whole thing and give you something to do versus, you know, freaking out.
Now, a lot of the tactics you mentioned today are about asking for referrals or using referrals as a lever to grow your business and grow your client base. Is that
right.
kind of where a lot of businesses neglect? Is their existing customers or their existing people that have ever kind of entered their ecosystem?
Yeah, it's so funny you mentioned that because it costs more to get a new client than it does to nurture an older one, right? And you just got to look at it like the customer lifestyle cycle. Like this is something that I would recommend doing. Go through your customer lifecycle. One, how do people find you? And then when they find you, how do they contact you? And then when they contact you, you know, how do you set the appointment? How do you get paid? You know, once you take a look at how you're getting paid, how do you follow up with them? How do you say thank you? How do you ask them for a review? How do you nurture that person and keep them in your contact or keep that contact in your marketing funnel to make sure that you're front of mind whenever something, insert whatever your business is, whatever product or service is, and what are you doing to keep them coming back in? So that's one thing that I'd recommend doing. And that's just advice for someone who maybe doesn't have, you know, that much of a budget to work with on Facebook. But, you know, it's a way for you to get new customers, right, at a very low cost by nurturing the ones that you already have.
If somebody wants to take up your offer and get some advice about Facebook or learn more about Lead Web App, what's the website or what's the best coordinates to reach you?
Yeah, so they could actually reach out through our Facebook page, which is Lead Web App, has a white spider web on it, or they can go to our website, which is leadwebapp.com, and, you know, hit contact and, you know, we'll be able to reach out to them there as well.
Good stuff, Adam. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today and helping these folks through this trying time.
Absolutely.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you next time on High Velocity Radio.